Problem Solved is supported by ACAM, a property management company serving the New York metro area and South Florida since 1983. Focusing exclusively on third-party property management, ACAM delivers a wide range of services, including capital project management, compliance, energy management, staff hospitality training, and industry-leading technology. To learn how ACAM can service your building, visit ACAM.com today. Welcome to Problem Solved, a conversation about problems that have been solved in New York's co-op and condo buildings. I'm Carol Ott, publisher and editor-in-chief of Habitat Magazine. My guest today is Lewis Lipson, an architect with Ethlin Koblin Architects, a New York City architectural firm. One of the most controversial projects a co-op or condo can do is to redesign its lobby. One person likes green, another likes blue. One likes marble, another likes wood. Even if everyone can agree on the redo, last-minute changes can cause tumult. Lewis is here to share the story of a lobby project at 785 Fifth Avenue when last-minute changes to a feature wall almost derailed everything. Welcome, Lewis.
Hi, Carol. Thanks for having me.
So 785 started out with a relatively low budget figure. Then during the project, they found some more money and increased the spend. Tell us about the project and what happened during the transition.
Certainly. This project started out in 2018 when the building came to our office requesting a proposal just for a simple lobby renovation. Over the course of a few years, our involvement with them led to the development of the project in such a way that the budget and the scope nearly tripled from what was initially envisioned by the building. Some of that had to do with misunderstanding of how much construction cost at the time, but a lot of it had to do with a change of scope. Initially, the project was a refresh of the original 60s building lobby, and by the end of 2019, it had really transformed into a project where all of the finishes were removed. It was a full gut renovation. Everywhere in the lobby, except for one critical area, their existing water feature wall.
You need to tell us, what is a water feature wall?
You can think of it as a waterfall, but it's far more gentle than what first comes to mind when you say waterfall. It's a slow trickle of water. In the case of 785, the feature wall itself is a continuous plane of granite, perfectly vertical and flush and flat. Essentially, water would gently pour over the top edge of this granite wall and fill a pool at the bottom. So it would be a gentle trickling sound against the wall and gentle splashes at the bottom.
And the board wanted to keep this water wall.
That's exactly right. Like in any lobby project, obviously there's some members of the building and the board that would wholeheartedly want to renovate the lobby, remove everything, and start anew. But in general, it's my understanding that the majority of the building really loved that water wall feature and thought as long as it was cleaned and polished and all of the equipment used to make the water wall function properly was maintained, it would be an ideal element that would tie the original lobby into the new lobby.
When did a problem appear, and what exactly was that problem?
As I stated at the beginning, the project went through a series of aesthetic changes. The original lobby was this dark walnut color, and it worked very well with cool tones of the granite water wall. And initially, the redesign had included a very similar dark walnut wood paneling around the lobby with absolute black stone. It tied very well with that cool dark gray feature wall. Over time, through negotiations with different board members and various team members, the finishes went from dark walnut to Carrara marble, and then finally ended up on an Averio limestone and rift cut oak wood paneling. Rift cut oak and Averio limestone, they're neutral and the water feature wall is also a neutral, but they're on opposite sides of the spectrum color-wise. So you have a cool gray versus a light beige, which was the limestone and the rift cut oak. So at that point, we recognized that there could be an issue with integrating the two. But that happened right around the time of COVID. The project started in 2018. It was in development for a couple of years, had two rounds of bidding. And by the time the general contractor was selected and the contract between the client and the contractor finalized, it was essentially March 2020. At that time, the finish selection hadn't been fully finalized. I think what ended up occurring is that the board recognized that if we delayed starting the project by trying to resolve this water feature wall before the project even commenced, the delay would be too dramatic. They had already waited 2 years for this to start.
So what was the pivot, which I assume happened?
Throughout demolition and construction, this feature wall was covered up by plywood and plastic to protect it, because the intention was to salvage it, restore it, reuse it with slight modifications. Towards the end of December 2020, demolition was behind us. Installation of new finishes was underway. They had just started installing the new stone that was arriving from Italy, the Rivario limestone. They were installing the Z-clipped wood paneling on the walls. So it was a high time to remove the protection around the feature wall and look at it together and see what really needed to happen. That was probably January 2021 when the committee on the board recognized that there was an issue aesthetically between the old water feature and the new finishes of this really contemporary lobby.
So the water feature at that point looked old and dated and a bit tired?
Exactly. It almost appeared like a vignette into the past. It looked completely out of place. You could put a picture frame around it, and that may have helped, but this feature wall was the entire wall. It's about 25 feet by feet in height. It encompassed quite a large area. The only real way of dealing with it was either accepting that there would be this uncomfortable contrast or coming up with a change everyone could agree upon quickly. Because at this point, January 2021, we were just a few months away from substantial completion.
And tell me what happened then. You must have suggested a change.
Correct. We had weekly site meetings. In some cases, twice a week we would meet on site. Somewhat unusual for a lobby project of this size, but the details were so refined, it was critical that our eyes were on the project weekly or twice a week. The discovery happened at one of these meetings. The board representatives were on site. We were meeting via Zoom with some additional stakeholders that couldn't be at the building. And we all pointed to the same problem, essentially simultaneously. Later that week, we decided to have a follow-up meeting to work together and resolve the situation. It was very quickly understood that it had to be something simple, easily implemented, and also as impactful as this water feature. There was really two options that we saw. One was to remove all of the stone and replace it with a stone, something that would complement the beige tones of the oak and the limestone and recreate the exact same waterfall feature, but with a new palette. And that was an easy solution, but it wasn't too exciting to anyone. Very quickly, we all recognized that this lobby has very crisp, clean lines. Details are very elegant and simple, but there's really no texture. Nothing softens the space. And, you know, recognizing the benefits of having natural plants in indoor spaces that filter the air, they provide clean oxygen in the midst of COVID. It was a very easy sell to the committee that was involved. So that's where we ended up. We ended up taking what was once a waterfall and converting it into a knee garden.
Can I ask, the impactfulness, was it the same?
When you enter the building, it's directly across from you, but about 45, 50 feet away. So it's in the distance, but it's the first thing you see. If we had gone back with a stone replacing granite that was neutral and blended with the other beige finishes, the impact would have been minimal at best until you went up to it and sat next to it and you kind of hear the gentle sounds of the water. It's mostly green, of course, but there's some pops of color, white, and other colors that patch together in this quilt pattern that we came up with. But from a distance, it's really powerful because it's bright, it's green. This building faces the park, and it really feels like you just left the park to enter a new park when you're entering the building. So in that way, I think it is probably the most impactful thing we could have done, other than potentially, you know, commissioning a piece of artwork, which, of course, is probably the most contentious thing you can do in a building lobby.
Right. So let me ask you, I expect that it's not such an uncommon thing that in many lobby designs there's some last minute change. What would be the takeaway for other boards who are embarking on a lobby redesign?
The key to getting this done was that the committee that was involved in making the decisions were not indecisive. They made a move, got approval from the rest of the board, and entrusted their professionals to get it done right. If they teetered on a decision more than a few days, it would have posed an immense problem to get this done in a timely manner, especially during the midst of COVID. By the time this was finalized, it was nearly March 2021, and there was the blockade at Suez Canal. Shipping containers were hard to find, and the stone that we had to use was being shipped from Italy. If we had waited another week or two, this project could still be ongoing. I think the number one thing to recognize is that whomever is put in charge on the client side to make these decisions is decisive, and that they're given the authority and are entrusted to make the decisions by their fellow shareholders and peers.
That seems to be very good advice, and hopefully will be taken to heart by many board directors embarking on a lobby project. Thank you very much for speaking with us today.
My pleasure. Thank you, Carol.